high hopes that we can take whatever problems have been there and put them into a compost pile and have some fresh vegetables come up so people can laugh and have fun. Fighting is not so much fun. I mean, we like to fight a little bit, but all the time is not good. And everybody in this room has a lot of love for you, and I believe you have a lot of love for them. And I think that's the thing that Prabhupada was very expert at, taking all of us who really didn't like each other very much and making us like each other to some degree. That's my daughter. She's lost. You know Manjari. She gets lost. It is her. I know. Hello? Are you lost? Okay. Narayan Maharaj is here, and we can't take any more phone calls. So, see ya. Bye.
Switch it off here.
Take care of her, right? It's we all have a history. I was telling Maharaj, we used to sit in the GBC meetings, and out of so many people, how much we really liked each other was there only because of Prabhupada. So to work together and to cooperate and to admit that I'm sorry I stepped on your foot, you're sorry you stepped on my foot, how do we work together intelligently so we can actually do something positive for Prabhupada and previous acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That is our challenge today. Everybody in here, Maharaj, all the Maharajas, is very intelligent. Beyond intelligence, at least I understand, is the spiritual realm where you really prove who you are. Because the Ritviks are intelligent, the non-Ritviks are intelligent. Everybody's intelligent. And how we use that intelligence, not as a weapon, is the challenge that we have. If we can make progress today, because we actually love Prabhupada, if we can make progress and learn how to work together, and if need be, people can express how they feel hurt or worried, and we can resolve it quickly, that would be the best. Because we really don't have time to fight. Maharaj is the senior in age here. We know what that means, you know. At least for me, I never thought Prabhupada was going to die. I was living in a cloud. I thought he was going to be here for whatever it took to build Mayapur and everything. So we know that none of us are here very long, and people much younger than you are no longer with us anymore. From Vishnu John to others, they're not here. So it's very important that we make progress today, because cooperation is essential now. We have Mayapur to build and friendships to reestablish, and we need to please Prabhupada and make him happy. So, how to begin? I don't want to necessarily go into so many details from the past.
How
we can make future.
Each other honor.
That is the purpose of the meeting. Sometimes we may have to bring up some points, and you also may need to bring up some points, just to have a little example, possibly, of where things, instead of going together, went like this. But only for an example, because we don't want to get into arguing too much. My understanding is that we're here to edify and build up and make strong again Prabhupada's group. My understanding is you came to the West to help Prabhupada.
To serve, not to help.
Yeah, to serve. And ISKCON needs service and help. I understand that there's been a lot of pain because of the way GBC has responded to things.
Anyhow, I think they want to save ISKCON, this movement. And according to their intelligence, they are doing. But we can think more. How we can each other honor and fulfill the mission of Swamiji.
Is it your desire, if possible, to be an active part of ISKCON, work with people like Bhakti Charu, Ridayananda, all of you working together, without necessarily putting Maharaj as the new ISKCON Acharya, but working with?
No, I don't want. I want one.
Is that clear
to help
with all of you?
In all means. I don't want to be Acharya. I don't want to be GBC. Nothing. No position. I want to help with my core of heart.
Even in our own society, Srila Gurudev is not the Acharya. In our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, his senior godbrother, Srila Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj, is Acharya. So what to speak of being Acharya in this society? Even in his own society, he is not taking the head position, only giving advice and helping devotees develop their Krishna consciousness.
Oh, yes, sir.
The way Prabhupada organized ISKCON with us was that we were meant to recognize him as the founder Acharya and work with him through the governing body commission. We all have experience of working with the governing body commission, of which I was also a part for many years, that sometimes the way they execute the order is like an executioner. It's not always with the loving hand that experience and wisdom does. So, working with ISKCON practically means helping to make the GBC a better body and also working cooperatively with them. That's a big challenge because they have been also very successful in alienating people as well. Otherwise there wouldn't be so many groups. And I've also been a part of causing some alienation. So I don't speak in a way of pointing fingers. But now we want to come together again. And are we in agreement with that? That we can try to work with them? Let's say your disciples, your followers, the people who used to be in ISKCON, is it possible to preach in such a way that we encourage them to come together and spend some time together? That certain things that maybe cause fear, like we talked about yesterday, can be alleviated. You know, maybe some time where yourself and some of the ISKCON leaders can actually spend some time together, and you can understand what makes them afraid, they can understand what, and go on to much more progressive things. Because sometimes I think they have a fear that Prabhupada becomes relativized That means that Prabhupada...
What is that?
Prabhupada pod, Prabhupada ji for position asin is mane, shei pod dike onner shonge tulonamulok bhabe dekha.
Amake?
হ্যাঁ, সেরকম অনেকের দৃষ্টিতে ওরকম মানে ওইটা
ইজ মাই গুরু, শিক্ষা গুরু, নট লেস দ্যান মাই দীক্ষা গুরু.
And sometimes I think, Maharaj, maybe when you might say certain things, the devotees are very sensitive because, and I have also created some of that sensitivity by not treating the devotees as Prabhupada would. And so after the initial gurus went their own way, the movement became very sensitive. And when a strong personality like yourself comes in and maybe isn't familiar always with certain things that Prabhupada told us, it pushes a button and all these red flags go up, you know. And then it starts being fear, and when there's fear, the next thing is fighting. Because that's what people do when they have fear, they fight. So I think it would be wonderful if somehow or other, it may happen today or not, we can work under the same roof. And your devotees can help after you have rejuvenated them, given them vitamins, that they can help complete some of Prabhupada's projects and help the temples who are without the exuberance of waving Narayan Maharaj in everyone's face so much. Because, you know, that it's not you I'm saying, but we did it also with Prabhupada. We took Prabhupada and pushed it down people's throats sometimes. So we know that situation, you know. And then my disciples and others' disciples used to push us like that. And I think sometimes in your group, they do the same thing. And it's time we learn not to do that. It's time to learn, you know, that enthusiasm needs to be
subdued,
gentle, subdued, you know, so that it doesn't become cultish again. You have a tremendous amount to offer. Even if it's not so much in what you say, which is also important, but just the fact that you give that utsah, you give the enthusiasm. And Prabhupada said, without enthusiasm, there's nothing. But enthusiasm directed properly will be very successful. So, I think on the one hand, to resolve can stay with you, you stay with them.
Not just staying, coming.
Yeah, spend some time so we can, so some of the past can be cleared. I mean, it's nice to put it in cold storage, but that can also be denial.
They talk all about the proper time.
Right.
This is not the proper time.
Well,
I know, but you know, I have to say a word here. And that is, I mean, if we can be very honest, and I'm not raising any specific issue, but, I mean, today is May 31st, the year 2000. I mean, so a year ago it was not the proper time. A year later it's not the proper time. So whenever we meet, it's not the proper time. So I think that, well, I mean, you've all come here, you're all welcome any time to come to my house. Certainly Narayan Maharaj is welcome to stay in my house. But I'm saying that if somehow by having so many people here, the atmosphere is not appropriate for practical discussion, and as His Holiness has mentioned, I think we should try to understand when is the practical time, what is the proper format. And my interest is not to deny that Narayan Maharaj is serving Prabhupada. That's not my motivation. That's not what's in my heart. As Bhagavan said, my intention is to try to see how we can have cooperation. The points I raised were not meant to be critical of anyone. But let us try to understand what is the proper time, what is the proper format, if we actually want to make progress.
Okay.
Can I add Mm-hmm. Actually, Narayan Maharaj is pointing out that he is ready to, and he also agrees with all the points that we are making here, that there is a need for working together to serve Srila Prabhupada and further Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So he is agreeing with that. And the point is, like, what I felt is that he is feeling some apprehension, some concern, that this body is not really representing the whole of ISKCON.
That's what I tell you. No, no. I have this intention to speak on.
I don't want. I want that we should honor each other, not that he is not representing.
He is not
representing ISKCON.
Okay. I am not going to tell. But something what I cannot
bully.
ISKCON kaun hai uska representative? Kal jo nahi the wo aaj hai so kal nahi.
Okay so
this point I want to that those who have gone for from ISKCON, they have left, but really they are very sincere and they want to work with ISKCON home. There are so many I know. And only the persons who left ISKCON anyhow are with me. I have no here and there any disciple who are not related to ISKCON. All of them are ISKCON. So I told life is over. But not that you are not represented.
No, but that point is also in our hearts, Maharaj. Like, you know, I mean, we know that there. We have to convince many others, you know,
yes,
who may have their different
that
views.
Is my point.
And, you know, like, and we have to be prepared for that. Like, you know, it's not going to happen just overnight. But, you know, but we hope that it happens, because that will be beneficial for everyone.
So some resolution you should make, that in future
practical
Prabhupada
was always
discuss for.
Maybe Maharaj, why don't you suggest, like, what would you like ISKCON to?
I am ready to follow you all.
No, Maharaj,
I want to make some suggestion.
I want that you should invite sometimes to me, and I will invite to you. You should give me chance to give my offerings to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru also sometimes.
Here's practical proposals. The Prabhupada's temples should be open to Narayan Maharaj.
They should also know that he is our
Guru. Another practical proposal. ISKCON temples are not manpower rich. They need manpower. There's temples that hardly have pujaris. There's temples that hardly have cooks. There's temples that hardly have people going out preaching.
Temple presidents also.
These were temple presidents that need manpower. Narayan Maharaj is taking devotees that some reason or other have lost a connection with ISKCON and given them some shelter and a home. Maybe sometimes the way you preach may not be familiar to everybody. I don't think that's really a big issue. I think the big issue is that temples have no people. I think the big issue is there's projects that Prabhupada gave his life for.
I'm ready for this.
I think,
in
Maharaj,
anyhow,
you could.
This is not problem. But we should honor each other to think that we are in one society.
Yes.
In the family of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are all. From Kanishk to Uttam, all we are.
But this mitaha sammana, we have to honor each other. But, as you know very well, Rupa Goswami says, guhyam akhyati prichati. And so, guhyam akhyati.
He said that we have to honor each other, and Srila Rupa Goswami is telling, guhyam akhyati prichati.
Sadvidham priti lakshanam. So, if today is not the right time, the points that I'm bringing up, which I'm I'm bringing up not in a mood of criticizing, but in a mood rather, it is Priti Laksham, Guhyam, Akhyati. These are the things that actually are important to us. And Bhagavan, you can propose that. That's very good. I personally would be very happy to have Narayan Maharaj coming to our temples, to have his devotees there. That's ultimately my goal. But in order to get there, like if we say, I want to go from Los Angeles to Calcutta, but there's a process to go there. And if you say it's not the time to take the plane, it's not the time to take the boat, well, how do you propose to go there? And so if we, obviously, that it's practical for us to have this mutually working together, if there is priti. And so priti lakshana means there has to be honest, respectful conversation. So that's my question. When is the time when we can actually engage in this process of guhyam akhyati, prichi, and actually talk about the real issue? When is the time?
Okay. My assessment. I think there was a very wonderful atmosphere at the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s, always with Srila Narayan Maharaj. He gave so much help, inspiration. Leaders of ISKCON would come to him. Whatever was the situation, when they were with Srila Maharaj, they were always very happy and inspired. Then at one point, which was not on our side to decide, ISKCON laid it down. Yeah. They said, Srila Narayan Maharaj is not welcome, you cannot visit even the Samadhi. Yeah. That is a very difficult thing to digest. If that is not addressed, then this Guhyam Akhyati Priti, this priti can never develop.
No, but if we want to go in the proper sequence.
Oh, I'd like that, yes. You should make some regulations.
Yes. All right.
And then you should read it. You should read it.
Yes.
And then make it. We can meet with the purpose of that in his house.
One of the things I believe that will open the door, and I tried to express this yesterday, obviously knowledge of Krishna is unlimited. I think Prabhupada said there's so many volumes of Bhagavatam here, and on other planets there's so many volumes there. The devotees get very, I don't know the word in Hindi, spooked.
Nervous.
Nervous.
Sensitive.
When someone says, Prabhupada didn't give everything, and I am giving more.
Oh,
that
is mad.
Yeah?
Totally mad.
That
totally
person
mad.
Is mad. When says things like this, that person is mad.
I think, I'll give an example of myself. Prabhupada wanted books printed in a certain way. And he, like this to Rameshwara, bang, bang, bang. But with me, I printed books totally different. And he loved my books. Everybody's going to do something different. They think Narayan Maharaj speaks differently than Prabhupada. And that may be true in some sense. There's certain things maybe, and I am being practical here, that I think you need to be aware of without thinking that the other side is mad and crazy, that...
He wasn't saying that. He was saying that anybody...
Those who speak like that...
He said those who speak like that are mad.
He's agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
Those who speak like that, everything is not in Brahma's book. They are not.
Right. Because I know yesterday your point in the lecture was you just have to go deeper, and your service is to kind of bring out what is there. And I have to believe that that's your intention. If there's anything in the past that was said that made people nervous, I think you need to understand that. Just like Prabhupada, before we went to India, he told us, I come to America and I call you all rascal. He said, but you can't go to India and call people rascal because it means something different there. So if that's a good example, you know, I'm just saying ISKCON is trained in a certain language, and I think it's important that you understand certain things so that there's no need for conflict. There really isn't. but it may just be certain ways things are said or whatever that make them crazy. Oversensitive, reactionary. Narayan Maharaj is thinking that he's this. That may not at all be. But I know, in the beginning, when some of the first devotees went to India and used the word rascal, people got up and left. In America, rascal means little rascals, you know? It's a joke, practically speaking. So that's one thing. The other practical proposal is if we can remove the objections, and there are specific objections, which I think Maharaj or somebody could actually put down in a piece of paper and just give you to study, and it could be discussed. But another, very practical. Perhaps things that ISKCON said, perhaps things that you might have said that are actually in print, that are out there, that are worrying people, which are keeping people from putting it in cold storage and keeping it in hot storage. And I think if that kind of, like I was asking Dravida Maharaj, what is it? You know, what is it that he said? So he had some things that were said in the past by followers of yours, and maybe including Jadarani, specifically. I mean, Maharaj is trying to say specifically. Let's get specific, then we can put it in cold storage and put it into compost. Something new can come so that there's not always fear. I mean, ISKCON lost their father. They're fearful. I and others tried to help the best we could. You are trying to help the best we could. As best as I could, I know I hurt people. As best as you could, you may have said things that hurt people. Even Prabhupada apologized at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita for saying,
so, as humble, he applauded me. And he's all God brothers.
You were there, I remember. So that's one thing.
Okay, here's one example. You're both in the same room, and Srila Maharaj said, yes, that person who is mad who says that. Now, you thought that he was saying that he was mad, but he was actually agreeing with him.
No,
but in the course of the conversation, you found out that he didn't say that or mean that at all. Similarly, we have some idea of what Srila Maharaj says and means, but because we don't ask him, but if you broadcast that, what you thought he said, and we hadn't asked him, then that would have been very bad, but we didn't. It came out in conversation. So yesterday, one of our God brothers, Narayan's brother?
Makankarno.
He asked Srila Maharaj, Prabhupada says that he always stressed worship of Jagannath and Ratha Yatra, and you say that worshipping Lord Jagannath will not get you to Braj Prem. That seems like a contradiction. So Srila Maharaj took a very long time to explain how actually Prabhupada meant that too by going into Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita and why Prabhupada appeared to stress Jagannath worship to show that there's a reconciliation and how they're not really saying two different things. Because even in Prabhupada's own books, in so many meetings, we argue, no, Prabhupada meant that, no, Prabhupada meant that. So even within one person,
just
there's
take
an apparent
contradiction.
But there's no contradiction. It's all reconcilable by someone who understands that the two things mean the same thing. So like one, just a little example, in Bhajinarayan Prabhu's paper, he said that Prabhupada said that the guru does accept the karma, and Srila Narayan Maharaj says the guru does not accept the karma. So being with Srila Maharaj for so many years, and also adoring Prabhupada's books more than my life, and hearing so much from both, I know that they're both really saying the same thing, and there's really an answer to show how they're both saying the same thing. And that can be explained very easily. So all of the points that are said to be different in a very friendly and loving conversation can be easily reconciled.
That's what I do. So one of my practical proposals is some of the leaders, GBC men, that do represent all the temples should visit you for some days and spend time in some kind of setting where whatever questions they have about what you meant can be cleared. Then it can go into cold storage. Then it can go in there. Otherwise, papers, letters, complaints, it goes on forever. You know this.
You should tell them.
I proposed that before you came. That was one of the reasons I said, come to my house.
We never close our doors. Everyone is welcome. Yeah.
I have no objection.
If some sannyasi comes to our temples, he may also sit on the same level as Sri Narayana.
Can you make a date or time?
Yeah, so if I could ask a question about that, I'll get a date and time. And that is that I know that often it was Prabhupada's custom that when his godbrothers would come and they had things they had to talk about, sometimes Prabhupada would send away his disciples and he would actually talk to his godbrothers. Now, at some time, the first thing Narayan Maharaj said when I went to see him last year was that we should establish friendship. And I agree with that. Even Arjuna had doubts when he spoke to Krishna. And those doubts have to be cleared. And as Jadarani said, that everything is simply misunderstanding, then I think that, to be honest, I think that also I get a strong feeling that ISKCON is not fully understood. Now, I'm not saying that ISKCON has done everything right. We certainly have made mistakes. I'm sure we have committed offenses and so on. I'm not trying to justify everything. At the same time, I feel strongly, but maybe I can be shown something else is the case. But at this point, I feel very strongly that ISKCON is also misunderstood. Its intentions, why ISKCON does certain things, why we have taken certain, even if we've done things improperly, but you know, there are reasons. I don't think the explanation is simply that we are mlechas or envious or this or that. I think there are other reasons. And so I think that, and that's the first thing that Narayan Maharaj said, which I think he really gave the sara, you know, the essence of everything. When he came, and the first thing he said was, you know, we have to honor each other. That sammana, you know, mitaha so. So that honoring each other, I think, includes efforts on both parts to understand what the other side meant, what the intention was. And so my desire to have that kind of conversation with Narayan Maharaj is not because I want to win a debate. It's not because I want to establish a criticism. It's actually the opposite. I'm trying to clear these doubts out of my heart, just as Arjuna, his intention was not to criticize Krishna, bhuting mohi asiva me, but the intention was to transcend these things. And so at some place and time, we have to have the freedom, in whatever situation, I mean, Narayan Maharaj feels comfortable in. If he wants some of his followers there or not there, that he should decide. But at some point, there has to be an honest discussion where we can finish these things so that we can clear the way for the type of friendship that we all desire.
If we are going to each other, sometimes meeting, then we will have chance to trust each other. Then gradually these doubts will go. If you have no faith on me and I have no faith on you, discussion will be like quarrels.
I have a proposal.
Yes?
My proposal is that Dravida Prabhu put down some of the things which hurt the heart of ISKCON. Real or not real. Things which have said it that you can
place.
No, you can look at it at your own time. Then when
you're right, not to speak.
Yeah, not to speak. Not to speak. Just put it down, you look at it, then we meet again at my place. One point here. The other point here is someone like myself comes in, I ask the simple question, why can't my friend go to the temple? Alright, I'm coming in from some place, Narayan Maharaj is a friend of mine from Vrindavan, for a long time. Why he can't come to the temple. Well, obviously there's a reason from that side. Why? They have a reason why. It's important that that's the first thing that changes. That you are welcome in the temple, they are welcome in your temple. Finished. None of this closing doors. We know how it feels not to be able to go to Jagannath Puri and go into the temple because we're white. We know how that feels. That doesn't feel very good. That Jagannath is worshipped all over the world and we can't go into the temple. It hurts. You must feel hurt.
Not for so much. I can't reconcile.
Okay. So whatever reasons are there should try to be reconciled in the next meeting.
I know that he's everywhere, like Krishna.
Of course. Of course. But Prabhupada built the temple.
He's very generous. So I can't reconcile.
Well, you can reconcile in your heart and do a program somewhere else. But the fact of the matter is that I don't feel that there's a good enough reason that Prabhupada would accept that you can't come to the temple. I don't think there's a good enough reason. And that has to be cleared immediately. Because until that's cleared, I don't think there'll be goodwill and blessings.
Well, if I could interject something here. I don't think that I know that Srila Narayana cannot come to the temple. He can come to the temple, but there's certain restrictions. So I don't think that we should impose here that he cannot come to the temple or any ISKCON temple. He can. But there's certain restrictions that GBC have recommended as to him coming to the temple. So I think we should focus more on that.
Anyone can go.
Yes.
If Mayabadi can go. And if the stars of
movies
from Hollywood, they can go. If you are not invited, no harm. But if I'm going and doing pranam and coming silently, what harm is there?
No, and you're not. He's saying that there is no restriction. I mean,
there is no ISKCON law.
There's no ISKCON law. So,
He's saying that there is no restriction.
Let's put it like this. He was always invited to attend the Samadhi function in Vrindavan, and no longer invited. Yeah. So then you don't feel welcome.
Yeah. I think.
But again, we have to talk about this.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You see, you have to decide. From your side, if you bring up these points, that the GBC said, you know, he shouldn't come, or he wasn't invited here. Yeah. If you want to bring up those points, then we have to be able to answer and discuss.
Yes.
Now, at the end of the discussion, we may say that we were wrong. But still, there has to be a discussion. So that's my whole point. That's why, whenever we meet with Narayan Maharaj, and I always enjoy meeting him, and I'm very happy he's come here, that's why I bring up these points. Not because I want to show that I'm right and you're wrong. That's not my point.
But you have to also understand there is a certain proper time. At the beginning, when we started going here and there, everyone said, oh, he's going to go for one time. He's an old person, sick. He will not preach. He will not have any influence.
I don't want to go so much. We have so much bitter experience. Mm-hmm. You have also.
Now is the right time because so many devotees all over the world become inspired and enlightened.
No, I mean the right time to discuss.
This is the right time.
Alright, but then, so we have to decide, are we going to really discuss these things?
Yes.
Shall we bring up one or two points today?
I propose that whatever is keeping the free flow of association be looked at, and the fear that has caused that to happen be removed. That's only going to happen, as Maharaj says, when you look at what happened and say, okay, we're not going to do this anymore because that doesn't work. That creates this, and then that creates a resolution. And resolutions, for the most part, may not always be the best way to go. They become disillusions. Okay. So, what do you suggest that would change a policy that Narayan Maharaj is invited to the festivals, that Narayan Maharaj can initiate, that Narayan Maharaj can give a talk? What would you suggest that would make Narayan Maharaj no different than you.
Oh, God, I wouldn't wish that upon you.
Why can't Narayan Maharaj be like Bhakti Charu Maharaj?
Do like him. He said, I don't mind.
No, he's funny too. Maharaj is, he's very funny. He makes people laugh.
I personally have faith in Narayan Maharaj's Krishna consciousness, his good intentions, and his devotion, his bhakti. I think that to some extent, this very nutana, aitihasik experience, this new historical experience of an international Vaishnava Sangha. If you have a Gaudiya Vaishnava movement, everyone is a Gaudiya, Bangladesh. And if you have, for example, Sri Sampradaya, everyone is Tamil or in Andhra Pradesh. So this fact that we come from very different cultural backgrounds, and I think part of it is that we all agree about Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, but as you were saying, certain Americans, certain things for us are all right, but perhaps for someone from a different culture, it's very disturbing or offensive. And certain things in India, perhaps, everyone understands, but in America, people become very disturbed. And so that's why Narayan Maharaj is saying, I think he's given the solution, and I'm trying to give a purport to his solution, and that is that I think we need to talk, and we need to be in an atmosphere where we can reveal our mind. Krishna's God, Paramesha, and still Arjuna said, Bhuting Moliya Sivame, Tadekam Vada Nishchitya. And so even Arjuna had doubts, and he expressed them to Krishna. So we need to, I would say, as soon as possible, because Lord Chaitanya is waiting for us, so as soon as possible, in a situation where everyone feels comfortable, in a spirit of priti, and not of, ISKCON, Vijaya, but, in a spirit of priti, that we should really be able to reveal our minds, guhyam. And say, this is what bothers me. This is what I'm afraid of. This is, and then everyone speak. And
so here's my proposal. I think certain things have been said and done. They can be put on a piece of paper. You can study. You can study. The next time we meet, you can have your answers. Okay? Just like sometimes someone may ask you a question and you say, let me think about it a little bit. So from your heart and praying to Prabhupada on all sides, even it may be painful to write and painful to read, it's like sometimes people tell me, oh, Bhagavan Maharaj, you said that back in France. And I look at that and I said, I said that? So let's do that. The next proposal is we meet at my house,
yes,
up in Badger. Very pretty and very nice, that we can take long walks and very sweet, and resolve all that. Then really put it in the compost and finish.
Anyhow, we will take it from here.
My hope, Maharaj,
getting over all doubts from both sides. So
then the next proposal,
Mr. Stop.
Yes.
And again we will.
Yeah. Is that
you can fix any date.
Yeah.
You can invite.
Mm-hmm. And the next thing I really think from a practical manager point of view, these temples need devotees. And these devotees have to learn how to love and cooperate with each other and not create
cults.
In a
moment, there will be, if we are in
good...
Atomless, they are ISKCON also.
And
they have come from ISKCON. Anyhow related to them.
Recycling.
Yes.
Okay.
We find that when we're traveling around the world, before we arrive in any country, then there are a number of papers saying Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj is sahaja. Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj has two teenage girls in his room.
I want that distinctly.
That's stuck.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Yes. All I've read it. And in this thing, and what happens is before we arrive in a country, then they're distributed and printed in very nicely printed booklets and distributed to all of the devotees. Then that makes them afraid. And then when the disciples of Srila Narayanaraj, then they meet the disciples of who have read all of these this misinformation, then immediately one says this about this one and this, and then it causes a friction between the disciples. And actually, both camps are pretty innocent, and they don't really know each other, and they don't have any envy against each other. But because of this propaganda that was done before our arrival, this causes a big problem.
But this is all part. This is all part of the problem.
Yes. So it can't be solved anymore.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and you just have to know that we also get papers circulated, or people get circulated that, you know, ISKCON gurus are this and they're that, and so on.
Yeah.
It can be easily solved, but all I'm asking for is balance. We just have to keep things balanced.
To think for one moment that Prabhupada would want $1 of his money being spent on printing that type of expensive toilet paper, okay, against his friend, is totally absurd. Prabhupada was very close with the money. It's all his money. For people to think that they're serving him by taking money out of his pocket to print this, they're totally sleeping. It's the same thing I expressed with Amarendra when we were talking about the BBT case. It's all his money. To think that you can use his money to fight each other is not the idea. You know, that money could have been used for food distribution, temples, whatever. So the goal is now we're going to stop fighting.
This I'm suggesting, if some check could be put on this kind of propaganda, then the atmosphere
will
happen.
The next meeting that we have at my place, hopefully Maharaj can arrange other leaders in ISKCON who affect all the temples, and certain things can go out immediately. They don't have to wait for an annual Mayapur meeting. Certain things need to be done immediately. And what needs to be done immediately is to stop the disease. The disease is fear and anger and hate and all the things that cause death. That has to be stopped. Every pamphlet that goes out on either side is death. Every time someone creates fear in another, which is unnecessary, is death. So it has to stop because people are dying. We're already going to die. We don't need to speed up the process. Right? So I think it'll be very wonderful. You come. I mean, practically from my point of view, Maharaj, if you can help finish Mayapur while you're still alive, I think that Prabhupada will be waiting for you like this.
He's showering.
Yeah. And also, of course, there's a lot of devotees here, even Western devotees of Prabhupada, that don't understand Mayapur. And because the temples in the West are very poor and very struggling, they also need help. And to think that we can't use your help, that's mad. There's not enough people trying to do good in this world. 9 million animals every day are killed in this country. So very few people do good. So the few people that are trying to do good, they shouldn't hurry up the death process with each other.
Thank you.
We should let Narayanaraj rest now, I think.
Mm. I will have to go over the night. I'm hired by the meditation for the night.
Oh, yeah, we will discuss the day.
Hmm?
The next meeting.
We can work out
it. Asa Rasa.
We want to laugh.
Yes.
Not enough laughing.
No. You know that Jarasandha was laughing with Krishna, but his laughing should be heard. Not only laughing.
Anyway, we are very grateful that you've come here.
I'm very happy that we are meeting. I think that if we are meeting time to time, all the time.
So is this a good start for you?
Yes. I want to know about Giriraj Maharaj. I heard that he is here anywhere?
He's in Santa Barbara, which is far, but when we make the date for the meeting at my house, he will come.
Because how he is, he has some surgery.
He's better now, though. He's recovering very nicely. He's better. He's feeling better than before the surgery. So he's recovering nicely.
I thought that I can meet him.
So
Tamal Krishna Maharaj also would like to meet you, Maharaj.
Oh, I have a phone from anyhow that he will meet in England.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah, he is in London, England now.
He's
in because I met him about a month ago, and he was telling me like how much he wanted to meet you. But he's afraid to meet you.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'll tell him that.
Is that you? There's someone here that wants to say hello.
Hare Krishna. Oh, my satsang dandat pranam to you. I heard that you have some surgery. I thought that you will meet me here. I am eagerly waiting. Yes. Very good. This is very good. Oh, Bhagavan. Prabhu is telling that he will invite you all. You will meet in his house. Very good. How is Tamal Krishna Prabhu? You know?
Very good.
He'll see who you are. Then that might be a very nice thing to develop that loving feelings. Some days together.
Tonight also they can
come to the class tonight, and you'll see that Bhagavan Prabhu, he puts him on the same, in front of all the devotees, he puts him on the same couch.
Of course, he's Bhagavan.
he has him stand up and give lectures and sing. It's a very wonderful
experience. So we made some progress today.
Yes. We know that he is a...
You take your medicine and then you're going to go back.
Yes, you can fix Vaishnava.
We'll talk about a date. Now the thing is, you're... It's a, while he's in Badger, this has to go on. There has to be a little break in the festival then.
Yeah, I propose that you select a few dates so that we can, because in the weekend, all the devotees are...
You tell me the days which aren't so good, where most of the devotees will be. And we can, let's start with you, because certain days may be more important for you to be in Badger, and I don't want to pick those days.
Mainly weekends.
Yeah. So we should make any day fixed for
this. Yeah, okay. This is very important. I mean, overall, this will make everything better.
Well, you'll be in touch with them, right?
And I will. And I just want to say, trying to moderate this meeting, I may not be have... I'm trying to be a little balanced here in certain ways, and I don't know if I've been very successful
you're
at
wonderful.
That. But
you're perfect.
Well, you can always do better, as Maharaj will let me know. But at least it's a beginning. And I think we can go from here with a little more trust to make it totally better. There's no reason why we can't try for some perfection here. Okay, namaste.
Thank you again for coming.